Netanyahu is weak. He fell into a trap that was set for him, and he very likely will give in and follow the plans that have been set out, beginning with the Camp David Accord back in 19, and the Oslo Accords, and everything that Olmert promised. That's going to be the beginning point. But Netanyahu says we can silence the doubters to reach a historic peace. A historic peace? Will it happen? Friends, we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem, but not a counterfeit peace. We should also be at peace with the Prince of Peace. Yes, indeed, as the Jerusalem Post said last week, the whole world is against Israel. But the reality is, Jesus said the whole world will be against professing Christians. If we're truly following Him, we must be prepared. Prepare the way of the Lord in your mind and in your heart, among your loved ones. It has to be done with intentionality, my friends. Pastors, let's take it seriously. Get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints, your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries. Get it on our website, saveus.org. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Please consider becoming a partner with us in this end.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman. If you have a question for Bob, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we just want to point out that President Obama has said he wants to create jobs for Americans. And yet, of course, he's put this oil restriction, deep oil drilling down the Gulf, wiping out something like 23,000 jobs down there. And then, of course, it's actually all offshore deep oil drilling off the North Slope. Why would he do that? Just because there was one well that had problems on it. And certainly they're going to do everything they can to restrict a deep offshore drilling and put more people out of work. Certainly, actually, I remember when the Obama administration took over the automotive industry, and then they demanded that Chrysler and General Motors start closing dealerships. That was going to put something like, well, there were about 2,700 dealers that would be put out of work, just closed on down, forcibly closed. They would close if they weren't making money, but they wanted to close them, and that would be another 200,000 or 300,000 jobs. 200,000 or 300,000 jobs that would be done away with. The Obama administration says that they want, of course, to help the situation, but the question is, do they really want to help the situation, or is all this simply political theater? In many respects, certainly they've shut down the EPA. Obama's EPA has shut down farming in the central coast of California. Certainly previous administrations have limited lumbering, and Obama could lift those restrictions, but he's not doing it. And so many of the things that the Obama administration is doing, like recently giving $22 million to a firm over in India, so they can teach the Indians to speak better English so that we can transfer our jobs, we can outsource our jobs to India. Why is the Obama administration giving money so that we can teach the Indians to speak better English so they can take our jobs? Well, maybe we're not really trying to get jobs for the American people. Bob, what are your thoughts?
I think that you're certainly right. And I think at the bottom of the whole thing is the concept which has been so very damaging, to the American economy and to Europe as well, and that is free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. And we've lost 8 million jobs in the last 11 years, and we probably will lose a lot more. In fact, we're in the process of doing so. And if you attack on the 5.3 million jobs that we've lost during this depression thus far over the past 3 years, you get a lot of people. And we also have close to 10 million people who are working part-time around 34.2 hours a week. And people are trying to get second jobs. People are trying to find anything they can. And the unemployment is around 21.5%. It was a little higher last month, month before last, but it went down a little bit. But that won't last for too long.
Well, I'm really afraid you're right, Bob. The thing is that more and more people are losing their homes. The Obama administration had a wonderful plan to help homeowners, and aw, shucks, it just didn't work. Most of the people have dropped out, and an awful lot of people went into it and still lost their homes. And unemployment keeps increasing, and people can't get loans. But they keep saying they're trying to do something. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not trying. They have no intention to do that anymore. They have intention of closing the borders and keeping all those workers from taking their jobs. Well, Bob, you go right ahead with what's the latest update as far as you're concerned? What's happening financially in America and certainly in Europe?
Well, I've just written a new piece on Greece, which will be out on Wednesday. I lose track of time here. But it'll be out on Wednesday. And, you know, Greece, with the loans that they're going to get, is talking about a debt of $458 billion, which they're going to try to pay back, plus the austerity moves that have been implemented by their own government and at the behest of the IMF. And the country is being strangled. In some cities, unemployment is 70%. And I don't see any way they're going to turn that around. And previously I had on Greek radio and television and in their largest newspaper told the Greek people that if you want to solve this problem, it's real simple. You default on your debt, either totally or by two-thirds, such as Argentina did about 10 years ago, and you break away from the Eurozone, you reinstitute the drachma, and you cut government spending by approximately one-third, 30%, whichever. And the
Hold that thought for just a moment here, and no, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
The leadership of the country, the president is a Bilderberger and an illuminist, so he is doing what these people want, not what the public of Greece wants. And I kind of compare this to a trial run. I think they've decided that they don't want the euro, and that's why they've done what they've done, because the Greeks, as well as the Italians, 8 and 9 years ago, they didn't qualify then, and they still don't. And what they did was use two sets of books in both instances. And so I think that you can compare this as a trial run, the same thing Germany did in preparing for war in Europe by testing out all their equipment.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Bob's just talking about what's going on in Greece. Sounds to me like they're going to accumulate a massive amount of debt, and there's just no way they'll ever pay it off. And they're going to have severe austerity. Well, of course, what Bob is suggesting is that Greece simply renege on its debt or pay off a third of the debt, 30 cents on the dollar, and then, of course, simply get out of the euro, suddenly develop their own currency, and suddenly if their currency falls in value, then their exports will be good. The people will want to come to Greece, spend their tourist money, and Greece in a few years would be back on their feet. Otherwise, when you take on this massive debt, you just put off the inevitable. You have to cut your pensions, you have to cut your whole social structure, and it's going to be a disaster for the Greek people. Would that be a fair appraisal, Bob?
Oh, I think so. And rather than get out of this whole thing in 4 or 5 years, they're going to be in depression for 30 years. And they'll get followed by the other four unfortunate countries, which are Ireland, Portugal, Spain, and Italy. And they all owe money to banks in the form of bonds and loans, but they also owe money to other countries in the European Union, in the Eurozone, for whom they borrowed money from. And the people who were making the loans should have never made them in the first place. And in the case of the banks, they made the money up out of thin air. And so, you know, there's no real loss for the banks. And at least that's the way I look at it. And so that's what I felt they should have done. And they still can. I think what they have to do this coming month in September, there's going to be major layoffs on top of what's gone on already. I mean, in downtown Athens, 17% of the stores are out of business. Bankruptcies are massive. The government is running around trying to raise money. They're talking about selling all the Greek islands to other illuminists in Europe for 20 or 30 cents on the dollar. They're trying to strip the entire capital structure of the government. I mean, it's really a wipeout. And it's going to spread throughout Europe because the debt that's been incurred by these countries really can't get paid back unless they want to stay in depression for many years. And then if they do that, they're not very good clients to sell things to. And so I think it's going to end up with the euro breaking up eventually, and it could break up the European Union as well. And so what you're seeing has historical proportions to it. At the same time, we have England, which is in dreadful state, probably worse off than the five continental countries that are in trouble, including Ireland. It doesn't happen to be there, but they're a member of the Eurozone. And England is just a lost cause. And then on top of that, you've got the United States, and I don't have to tell you about their debt structure. It's absolutely terrible.
Well, now, of course, you know, they're having this special committee that was appointed by President Obama to figure out what to do, and they're talking about having to raise the Social Security and Medicare taxes on one hand, and then, of course, raise the interest, raise the age of retirement, first of all. If they're talking about 67, now they're talking about 70. Maybe you were mentioning on the earlier program, they're even talking about 75, the age of retirement. And if they did that, then they might be able to get this back onto a financially stable situation. But we've got, I think, 54 million people already retired. We've got another 75 million will retire in the next 20 years. There's no way that the Sydney Social Security can handle that. Here in California, we have a pension debt for government employees of about $500 billion. Now, we have 40 million people in the country. We're talking about $12,000 for payment of the pensions, unfunded the pension liabilities, $12,000 for every individual in the state of California. And, of course, some people are very much poorer, so they won't put any money up. And so where are they going to get the money from? You start increasing the taxes on the wealthy, they're just going to pick up and leave. Certainly, we have, I think, well over 12% unemployment here in the state of California. And we have an admitted state deficit this year of $20 billion. According to Steve Frank, it's closer to $40 billion. But, of course, they jiggle the figures. They do not want people to know. States all across the country are lying about their financial stability so that people will lend them money. Apparently, this is what happened to New Jersey. New Jersey simply lied about all their liabilities so they could get people to buy their loans. Well, what's happening with the states? What's happening with New Jersey? What's happening with California, Bob?
Well, first of all, it's the second part of my introduction behind the problem in Greece for Wednesday. Secondly, people started to realize in a major way that California was in trouble in 1992. That's when the exodus began of people who said, gee, they're in serious trouble. I'm tired of paying these taxes, and I'm getting out of here. I lived in California for 36 years. I left in 1994, and I've not been back since. But for years and years and years, I paid taxes in the highest federal bracket, the highest state bracket. I mean, I paid my Social Security, which I had to pay both sides of it because I owned my own company. I paid that in the first week that I worked each year. I mean, the taxation was enormous. And the benefits just weren't there. And now more and more people have realized that, particularly since this tremendous influx of illegal aliens into the state, particularly in Southern California, where I lived. And, you know, people said, gee, we're just not going to continue to pay for all of these services for these people and have to go without ourselves. So there was an exodus. And it's still going on, and I think many people, once they are able to sell their homes, will leave. And I think the illegal aliens are in a real tough spot because, you know, they're being chased around by the law to some extent, and then on top of it, they can't get work. And, you know, they just had a delegation from Sonora in Mexico to Phoenix, and these people in government in Sonora said, look, we don't have jobs for them. We don't have houses for them. We don't know what we're going to do with them. And there are certain states in Mexico that have that problem. And Sonora, obviously, is one of them. And not much opportunity, lots of mountains in the chain of mountains, the Sierras that go all the way down to Tierra del Fuego. And so these problems that exist in America are multifold. Problems in England are large. Even the solvent countries who own all of these bonds and loans and the banks within those countries, people don't look at it that way, but it's a serious problem for them as well, because if they, say, own $500 billion in bonds and these countries default, they're in as bad a position as places like Greece or the other countries. And so this thing is going to spread. It's not going to get better. And, you know, we've seen this happen in history over and over again. And the people who are behind the scenes in New York and Washington, they know what's going on. They planned this thing. And it just didn't happen this way. The people who are running the country into the ground aren't stupid people. They're very intelligent. And they want a world government. And that's what this is all about.
And they think that out of the chaos that is coming, that they are going to engender, why, of course, this chaos will come. Ladies and gentlemen, they're paying small banks not to lend money. You're not being told that, but, of course, for the first time in history, why they're paying banks interest on the money they deposit with the Federal Reserve, usually there'd be maybe a $10-20 billion, is almost $1 trillion deposited with the Federal Reserve system now they're paying interest on, and they're tying that up. If that was released, why, there'd be a multiplier of 5 to 10 times that for loaning, would have $10 trillion being lent. There'd be plenty of money. They stimulate the economy, but they don't want to do that because they know it would create inflation. They have done this intentionally, and they're lying to the American people at every turn. They don't want jobs. They don't want loans. They don't want to correct this thing's position because they have a different agenda. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you want to check what I'm saying, there's a wonderful article at New York Times, January of 2009, it's entitled A Chance for a New World Order, written by Henry Kissinger. But just go to your search engine, New York Times, Henry Kissinger, January 2009, Chance for a New World Order. And he'll tell you, countries will have two choices. You either will have chaos or you'll come into this new international order, new international financial order. He makes it very, very clear what this is about. The tragedy is that not one person in 10,000 in America really understands what's going on and the way these wicked people have created this problem and the suffering. Well, Bob, certainly as you're talking to people across the country, one of the things that really is rather surprising is the fact that the Chinese have cut back on almost $100 billion in their holding of American loans within the last year. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. First of all, get rid of their agency bonds, and they would be bonds issued by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, and FHA. And for a little time they were buyers, but really for a year on a net basis they've sold $100 billion worth.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney, Bob is just saying that the Chinese have sold about $100 billion worth of their agency bonds, their T-bills, and apparently many other countries are beginning to stop or cut back on their purchase of
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us what the Hindenburg Omen is, and is it true that this has taken place?
Well, there are others that say it has. I quite frankly don't know if it has. I do know that it's a bunch of technical factors, which we printed this last Saturday in the International Forecaster.
Well, no, the Hindenburg is the Zeppelin that came from Germany and exploded, and that was the end of it. So, basically, the Hindenburg Omen suggests that something's going to crash and burn like the Hindenburg. Is that right?
Well, that's the intonation, and unfortunately, that syndrome is only right 25% of the time. So that's why I have reserved comment. If it happens, it happens. I mean, all of the structure's there for failure.
Well, what is it? Does it involve a collapse of the stock market, or what does it actually involve?
The whole works.
All right, fine. So basically,
the whole works.
In other words, if it comes to pass, it's bad news.
Yeah, it certainly is. But the structure is there for a collapse. It's the question is, as we've discussed before, the people behind the scenes, when do they want to pull the plug on this thing? We don't know, but every indication I'm having at the moment is that they want to extend it at least a year and perhaps two. That's the feedback I'm getting out of Washington. And whether that will be the plan or not remains to be seen. You know, one of the problems we have is we have to back into everything. Nobody gives us any information. You really can't get major information out of the major media. So you've got to look at the history of what they've done in the past. You got to look at who the players are, the political, the social aspects of everything, the financial and the economic. And you got to try to put it together like a mosaic. It's like psychological warfare to try to find out what these people are up to. And sometimes they don't know until a very short period of time prior to something like a deflationary depression happening. And the worst possible thing that can happen to them is they'll have a depression and they didn't plan it. And that can happen. And these untoward events. I mean, who knows who's going to step out of line and cause a problem that's irreversible. And so we know the direction they're going in. We know how they think they're going to get there. We know that they intend to subjugate everybody in the world and force them to accept world government. And because they know this, they're trying desperately to shut down the internet with this Internet 2, which means people like myself and Stan wouldn't be allowed on the internet. Because we're telling people the truth so that they don't want people to have the truth. And so you have that going on. And then sooner or later they're going to come down on everybody who talks about what we do. Or at least they're going to attempt to. And so with that said, we got a long road ahead of us here. And it's going to be extremely bumpy. And the problems are going to be immeasurable. I mean, we in 2 years or 3 years could be looking at 50% unemployment. And, of course, that would justify having a war to send these people off to get killed from both sides.
Well, I think, Adam, the important thing is that we don't know whether they're going to massively expand the money supply. In other words, appropriate another, as Bob says, $2 to $3 to $5 trillion to try to stimulate the economy over the next couple of years. If they do that, we'll have inflation. If they don't do that, we'll have deflation. We're going to have to wait and see what they do. Would that be a fair appraisal, Bob?
Yeah, but they've already stepped forward. They're going to go for inflation.
All right, fine. So there you have it, Adam. But certainly okay. The Hindenburg, we're just going to have to wait and see.
Okay, thank you.
God bless, and we've got Aduna.
And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Aduna, are you there?
I am.
All right, fine. This is Aduna from Indiana. You hang on here. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Bob Chapman. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Give us a call, and we'll be back in just a moment here. This is Dr. Stan here, and go ahead, Aduna. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
If in the future, however far that may be, where we reach the point where the gold market is not rigged anymore, do you foresee a pretty even price, however high it may be, for gold, as in the old days when the gold coins were used and the value stayed pretty much the same?
Well, I think it depends upon what happens to the economy as to whether gold and silver coins are used again as a medium of exchange. That possibility certainly exists. I think what the United States and other nations have to do is have a big meeting like they've had before, and they decide which currencies are going to be devalued or revalued against one another. And there would be a debt default. And I've talked about this for the last many months. And the debt that countries have, and it's just not the United States, is unpayable. And so they're going to have some sort of a meeting to settle that. And if they're going to have international currencies, well, I think for trade, they would have to use the G20. They would have to weight each currency as to the financial and economic condition in that country as to what its value would be inside of an index of these 20 currencies. And the world is not going to continue to accept fiat currencies. They're just not going to do it. And the people who are in charge behind the scenes, they certainly do not want any currency backed buy gold or silver or commodities or anything. As a matter of fact, in the IMF charter, no member can have gold backing on their currency, and most people don't know that. And so a lot of people think that they will voluntarily, from behind the scenes, go for another currency which has gold backing, and they're not going to do that voluntarily. We either going to have to force them to do it or do it ourselves. And so when you have these kinds of devaluations and revaluations, of course, when you have inflation, you have that going on every day in each country.
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Bob. But Bob is just talking about what he sees. He thinks that probably we're going to be having devaluations. We're going to be seeing inflation. But go right ahead. He's talking to a woman named Aduna. He's calling us from Indiana. Go ahead, Bob.
So we don't know exactly what form it's going to take. We don't know when it's going to happen. We just know that everybody's bankrupt. And that would be a logical conclusion. And I don't see any other way that they could do it, even with an international currency for trade alone. And a devaluation and revaluation again of currency against one another would work. And I think that's probably the way they're going to go. The timing, it's very difficult because I thought they would move in this direction by the end of this year and spend the next year or so putting together that sort of a program. And now, in Europe, they've created austerity, raised taxes, and raising taxes is the worst thing they could have done. Over in the United States, they're going, I think, in the opposite direction. They're not raising taxes, or they haven't as yet, although they say they want to, which is would be the rescission of the Bush tax cuts, which would increase your taxation about 15%. But they have committed themselves to quantitative easing, and they're going to do that. And I think it's the only option that they have worldwide, but particularly in the United States. And so that's the way I think things are going to go.
Well, Richard Russell says, inflate or die. Now, Richard Russell is a pretty smart old guy. He's been around for a long time. And he says the people, the powers that be, either they inflate or the whole thing collapses. Does that answer your question, Aduna?
The corollary would be, if for some reason gold is not used as a medium of exchange or have monetary systems pegged to it, it would operate just as any other commodity, would it not?
Well, it would act, because it has over 6,000 years, as a currency in itself. And
yes,
it's interesting you bring that up, because I think I'm the only writer who says, for the past 15 months, what's been going on is a battle between the dollar and gold as being the ultimate currency. And so the answer to the question is, gold is winning. And that means in the final analysis, the people will want to use gold and silver-related assets to keep their wealth safe. And that's what's been going on for the last 11 years.
Well, I think there's one of the states over in Indonesia. You know, Indonesia is a very, very large Muslim country, and they actually have, one of the states now is using a gold dinar. So now we know that China is accumulating gold, and the BRIC nations are accumulating gold. So gold is certainly going to be the basis of some future currency, even though, of course, the people here in America try to convince it's of no earthly use, and they're simply lying. As they collect the gold, they want you to sell it or not to buy it. Anyway, we're going to have to run. We got a full board. Thanks so much for calling. And before we go to, let's see, we'll go now to Dave calling from Illinois. Dave, you hang on there, because, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the International Forecaster and to subscribe to it if they'd like.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. forecaster.com or www.intforecaster.com, intforecaster.com. If you want to ask a question, we answer everyone promptly. Then you can email us at bobbob@intforecaster.com. If you'd like to call toll-free, that number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Thank you. And I will tell you, it's an excellent source of information. I do read it religiously, all 40 pages, when it comes twice a week. Dave calling from Illinois, and incidentally, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Bob, do you have a question?
This is Dave.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Mr. Chapman, questions for you, a couple questions for you, sir. First of all, good evening to both of you guys. The price of oil going down has been confused. I thought the BP still would make it skyrocket. My first question is, what's going to happen to price of oil? I'm just confused about that. What's going to happen with oil? And number two, the thing in Iran, are we or Israel going to attack Iraq? What's your prediction for that? So those are the two questions. What about oil in Iraq?
You mean Iran?
I mean Iran.
Right,
Iran.
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, the oil spill, I think, was a false flag event to bring about the passage of cap and trade, as well as a carbon tax and a number of other residual items, and it didn't work. And that's not the first time things like that didn't work. We know that off of Iran right now, there's over 100 warships, and that Israel has put planes in Saudi Arabia and other places in order to more easily attack Iran. I think that the U.S. believes that if Iran is attacked, then Russia will get involved, and probably China as well. And so when it occurs, if it does, and I think it will, then we'll have a world war, and perhaps in part it might be a nuclear war. And nobody is going to escape this one, because the delivery systems are such that they can reach all over the world.
Any time frame there?
No, I don't. They've been in position here for the last several months. And, you know, I just don't know, and I don't think anybody else does.
We just don't
have that kind of information.
But, Dave,
like you do.
Let me just comment. You know, it's the most amazing thing. Here, certainly Iran is facing the possibility of an attack, first of all, by Israel and then by the United States, with disastrous results. So what does Iran do to try to prevent the confrontation? Why, she announces she has a new intermediate-range missile, very accurate missile. And then just this last weekend, she announced she had a new drone bomber that can carry laser-guided weapons, you know, that could wipe out our warships. Why would a country that's trying to avoid a confrontation with the mightiest nation in the world be doing all these things to encourage an attack upon itself? It just doesn't make sense, unless, of course, this is all a scam. There are people on both sides that want the war. The war is coming. Suddenly you go back to 1979, when the CIA toppled the Shah and installed the current government in 1979. It did not make sense. Why would we topple a friend and put in a potential enemy? 31 years later, knowing that they want a war, it makes a lot of sense. Anything else, Dave, before we let you go?
Yeah, false flag. Bob, do you mean that this is intentional, that the BP was caused by intentionally?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Well, no, I got that. I've heard that theory. But my question was, what's going to happen to the price of oil? Any predictions on that?
You know, the major oil companies of the world, and they happen to be countries, you know, as opposed to the six major oil companies that we hear about. Although the six major oil companies that we hear about have great influence in the price of oil, but so don't the other many government-owned oil companies. And I'm sure that they, in turn, from time to time, act in unison as well. Oil is going to be what they want it to be. Of course, if there's a war, I would think that oil would go up substantially. On the other hand, you got to say to yourself, why is oil trading between $70 and $80 a barrel? It's obviously there because they want it there.
Why would they, though? That makes no sense.
They make money. And basically,
they make more money and without taking it up too high.
The world is awash with oil. There's plenty of oil out there. If they get the price too high, then a lot of other people go into the oil business and compete with them. Of course, if other people try to come in, then they will drop the price of oil and destroy them. That's how the game works. They've done it time and time and time again. There is no peak oil. This is a scam. But a lie repeated often enough is still a lie. They tell us oil is a fossil fuel. What sort of fossils? Well, dinosaurs and all those prehistoric animals. And how many dinosaurs do you think it takes to make a barrel of oil? Dave, they're lying to us. About time you realize this is not a fossil fuel. The whole thing is a scam. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, and pull down our newsletters on the oil deception. It'll tell you what you'll never hear from Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or Glenn Beck. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Bye-bye. Let's go to Dana calling from Flint, Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got a great talk on oil. If anybody wants to hear it, there's a talk and there's a DVD, there's a syllabus with that. You can go up on the internet and simply pull down my news articles on the oil deception. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's all a deception. Well, hi, Dana. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, fine. And you're there in Flint, Michigan?
Right.
Okay, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, my question is that I listen to your program all the time, and I always hear that you guys know about all the ones who are controlling these higher powers or stuff that's going to bring about this one world government. Now, I've been hearing this for over 50 years, and I believe that every generation since Jesus got off of the cross has been talking about this one world government, and I don't see it. I don't believe in it because of I don't believe that it's for one world government as far as on the United States or as far as the world will be able to control everyone on the planet. And I'd like a comment on that.
All right. How would you like to respond to that? Bob, think that they're going to be able to cover everybody.
Stan, you and I have studied this both over 50 years. And we've read reams of books going back to the 7th century. And all the evidence is there. In fact, some of the families have been involved since the 12th century that we can actually trace. And so the evidence is there that there are people who work together to continue to remain in power, remain very wealthy, which brings power, and to manipulate the world the way they want it to be. And more often than not, they're unsuccessful. And otherwise, we'd have a world government by now. And they're going to continue to do that, and that's what they're up to again.
Well, if we know who these people are, how come they cannot be stopped?
Because, of course, they control the media, and because you and I may know that, Dana, but the average person doesn't. But you questioned how would they ever be able to control everybody in the world. Well, right now, India has about 1.2 or 1.3 billion people. They have a program, and they're going to be issue every single person there an identification card with their number and other specific information on them. They're doing the same thing in China. They're doing the same thing here in the United States. So that's what your driver's license is. If you have one, it has your fingerprint, has your picture, and, of course, it has information about you. They have the ability now with computers to compile dossiers on everybody in this country, and they're in the process of doing it. They're collecting DNA. Never before in all the history of the world have they ever had the ability to create a castless society. We've got a great a DVD set put forward by our friend Pastor Billy Crone. It's called The Final Countdown, and it just takes all the prophecies, been around for almost 3,000 years, and begin to show how they're pointed at this time. Never before in history have the Jews been in the Holy Land. Never before in history have they had the ability to create a cashless society. If you'd like to watch they're available, either part one or part two, they're 10 DVDs, and maybe Pastor Billy would convince you, or the book that he's written. It's called The Final Countdown, but each one of us are going to have to decide. For me and my house, we think that we're moving towards the final days. Will we live to see it? I don't know. But it's getting closer all the time. Anyway, God bless, and thanks so much for calling. Anything else, Dana, before we let you go?
Yes, I guess I just wanted to say that very extreme poor that are across the entire world are left behind in everything, and they are not even counted. So that's why I have so much disbelief as far as a one-world government, because the poor people are left behind. They don't care about the poor people. In the extreme, poor are not even counted. They're just allowed to die on the street wherever they are at.
Well, I'm sure they are, but you have to understand, you know, we had a census recently, and before they did the census, they had people go to every home in the United States. Every home, they got a GPS, a monitor on it, so they'd know where every home in the United States was. But this didn't just happen in the United States. It happened all throughout the world, and they went to every cave, every mud hut, every village in Africa and every village in Asia. And, of course, they got GPS monitors on every one of those. They know where they all are. They're working as rapid as they can because they really do want to control the people that are left after we have this terrible, terrible war and or plagues that they're planning, because I really think they're planning on killing off most of the people. And if you read the Revelation, specifically Revelation 6:8, let me suggest that you read that and then read the rest of the sixth chapter of Revelation, because after 6:8, when they kill a quarter of the people in the world, then things really get bad. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Dana. And once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Bob, do you have a comment on what Dana was saying?
I think that there are some people who just can't be convinced, and that's okay. They'll find out later. There are some people, and Dana, he'd given it a lot of thought over many years, and he's still unconvinced, and that's okay. That there are a lot of people who reject it out of hand and say it's lies, and you're disturbed. But we've been right too often in the last 10 to 20 years to be just dismissed as people who are incorrect or kooks.
Well, I think we're moving into some very exciting times. I think when we look at it from an economic point of view, we look at it from a political point of view, even from a conspiratorial point of view, we can point out all of these things. But what everybody misses are the spiritual forces behind this. I hope Dana will get my book. It's entitled The Brotherhood of Darkness. Or if you can't afford it, go up to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and watch the DVD. It's there, free. Watch it and see what you think. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, I think people who would like to know more about the situation in Europe, and particularly Greece.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Supported, and if you actually are in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have to support 60 radio stations or outlets of one sort or another across the country every single week. But at least we're reaching people, and that's what's so vitally important. So if you're not in a position to help, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We do want to mention we do carry some health products. We have something called prostate support, which is for men over 60. It's something I take, and I know health experts do take it. It's an excellent product for men who have prostate symptoms. We have something called menopause support, and a lot of women going through the hot flashes and discomfort will find this product will really help them. And then we have something called immune support for people who are having problems and need a boost to their immune system. These products are put out by certainly what I think is one of the finest health product producers in the country. We can't tell you the name, but it's put out under our label. But if you look at our label, you'll be able to tell who is the producer. Anyway, of course, we do hope many of you are interested in those products. We do have, of course, copies of Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. They're secondhand copies, but it's so important because on page 280, Barry Goldwater talks about the Trilateral Commission and their plan to take over the government of the United States. Their plan to take over the government of the United States. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they've done it. They control the government today. All you hear about, Obama is a Muslim. Obama is a communist. Obama is a socialist. Obama is a Marxist. And this is all simply political theater. Obama is simply a front for the people who control him. You need to hear my talk on the financial Armageddon. And that's a DVD, comes with a syllabus, or you need to get the DVD on the Trilateral Commission by Pat Wood. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let's put a plug in for Sunit Tom Horn's book, Apollyon Rising 2012. I write the foreword to it, and he's done an excellent job of showing you the spiritual forces at work in the world today. If you would like something dramatic, why we have The Secret Mystery of His America is beginning. It's three DVDs, very professionally done. The first one actually won an international award. The Secret Mystery of America is beginning. Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and On the Eye of the Phoenix. That's the eye on the back of the dollar bill. They're lying to you about what it's all about, because this emblem has been around for 5,000 years. It's an emblem of the ancient mystery religions. Of course, History Channel will never tell you the truth. The History Channel is designed, and Discovery Channel, designed to confuse you and tell you the world is millions and billions of years old, and yet, of course, they never talk about the evidence of the Great Flood. The world is probably, as far as we can tell, at least mankind has been here for about 6,000 years, and we did not evolve from apes. We've got a great DVD set, 8 DVDs, part 1, part 2 of our Pastor Pelly Crone, Fearful Creation. Fearful Creation is the story of the dinosaurs. And you really enjoy this because Pastor Crone does a great job with all sorts of video clips that make it so much more interesting. And they're finding actually red blood cells. They're finding soft tissue in these dinosaurs that have been dead for 60 or 80 or 100 or 200 billion years. And wait a minute, how could you have blood cells? And, well, you'll really want to see these DVDs. And you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget our all-day conference on October 17th. We're bringing in speakers from across the world. We'll be serving lunch, and you'll need reservations. Once again, the number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here, and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of one of our favorite guests, a personal friend, Carol Matriciana. And of course, Carol produces DVDs. She does a magnificent job. But of course, all of her DVDs are part and parcel of this whole message about the spiritual battle that's going on in America today. And there is a spiritual battle. It's behind everything going on, and behind what's going on politically and culturally and ideologically and financially and educationally. There is this spiritual battle. There is a conspiracy against God. Hi, Carol. How are we doing tonight?
Well, good evening, Dr. Stan. As usual, it's absolutely marvelous being able to be on your show and speak to you again.
Oh, well, it's so good to have you. Are you on a hard line telephone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, wonderful. Well, say, Carol, now you're putting together wonderful DVDs all the time. Do you have anything new? What do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, yes, I have. We are working on a new movie. Of course, our last movie, which you have done, given so much exposure to, I find quite interesting. It was Islam Rising, and of course what's come into the news is this incredible mosque at Ground Zero, which I think is a very interesting cynical brilliance, if you will, on the part of the Muslims to once again catch America in the middle of this sort of First Amendment, which is a shield of protection for religious freedom, of course, but then, you know, anybody that speaks against the mosque in Ground Zero seems to be ridiculed for you know, not having a voice, if you will, to support this sort of idea of Islam that has been wrapped up in. Oh, I don't know. I find the whole situation very controversial and extremely interesting. What do you think about this whole Ground Zero mosque, Dr. Stan?
Well, Carol, I think this is an issue that is being developed. I think, first of all, the man, this Imran Faisal, or whatever his name is, he basically has worked with the CIA. Where is the $100 million going to come from? I think this is an issue to focus people's attention on it. I think it is not at Ground Zero. It's a couple of blocks away. It's a community center. It's an overflow for some of the other mosques. It's going to be a multi-story building. Somebody's putting an awful lot of money into this. And when I see a man pushing something like this that's dividing our country, we've got people on one side that are saying, you know, certainly people should have the right to build a building. In America, we would show the strength of America by saying, I mean, you go ahead and build something a couple of blocks away from Ground Zero. This shows that America is tolerant, unlike Islam. And then the people on the other side, you know, who suddenly want to say, well, we're Muslim and we have the right to do this. We're American citizens and you can't. And it's all, I believe, I think this is a totally engineered thing, like so many of the things we see, intent upon, you know, focusing our attention on the wrong issue. And there are lots of things that we should talk about as far as the Muslim faith, like why did the United States government, when we were in charge in Iraq, write a new constitution that put Iraq under Sharia law? Why, when we were in charge of Afghanistan, did we simply write a new constitution that put Afghanistan under Sharia law? As you well know, Sharia law is a terrible form. It includes stoning and certainly gives women no rights. Why would we have done that? But we never talk about that. We talk about the mosque. Carol, I'm going to ask you to hang up. I'm going to have my producer call you right back.
Okay.
I just want to get a little better line, okay? And I'm going to get our producer. All right, hopefully Andy will go ahead and get Carol back on the line again, and we can get... I'm going to ask Andy if he'll just get her back on the line again. He said he could hear her fine. My earphones aren't that good. Anyway, we're going to find out here in just a moment. But Carol Matresian is certainly one of our favorite guests, and we always enjoy having Carol on because she has a tremendous understanding of Islam, and certainly her DVD on Islam Rising we think is very, very good because I think we have to be concerned about the growth of Islam throughout the world. The only question is, who is financing the growth of Islam throughout the world? And those of you who heard our interviews with Paul Williams, Paul Williams is certainly the leading expert on the Islamic terrorist movement here in the United States in the Islamic terrorist camps. And he's pointing out that a lot of these camps are being built and staffed with the full support and knowledge of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the CIA, and that the CIA seems to be working very closely with a gentleman, a man named Mr. Gulen, who is instrumental in transforming Turkey from a secular state into a radical Islamic state and aligning Turkey instead of with Israel, with Iran, and that just doesn't make sense. but then so many things going on don't make sense. Carol, let's talk about the things that you really are interested in and about the new things you're working on. What would you like to talk about? Islam Rising.
Well, no, I just find it so interesting, Dr. Stein, that all of this, what's happening, I think, whether it's coming through Islam, whether it's coming through Harry Potter. Of course, you know, I made the movie on Harry Potter some time ago, and then the Islam Rising movie. Now we're making a new one on the emerging Christianity that's coming in. But each of these topics, what seems to be happening is to define evil and good and in a sort of moderate way. So the issue with Islam, for instance, we're all getting into this where the Muslims so do not want to be attached, if you will, or synonymous with terrorism, and they want to promote this moderate Islam, which of course you and I know doesn't exist, because there isn't a moderate Sharia law, or there isn't a moderate honor killing, or there isn't a moderate dress for Muslim women. So it was the same thing that happened with Harry Potter. They came in to make Satanism more moderate, to make witchcraft look more moderate, so the white side and the dark side, excuse me, of...
Hold that thought, we'll be back here in just a moment with Carol Matriciana. Well, yeah, this is Dr. Stan, our guest Carol Matriciana, and Carol is saying that what we're doing today is seeing an effort to confuse the issues. We're trying to get people to talk about the moderate form of Islam, and yet, of course, if you really study the fundamentals of Islam, it is not a moderate religion. You read the Quran, of course, it's a very violent religion. In fact, Salman Rushdie, was a Muslim, wrote a book called The Satanic Verse, and all he did was simply quote sections of the Quran that deal with the fact that Muhammad really feared that he was demonically possessed. There were satanic forces working on him. And what happened? They put a contract on Salman Rushdie's life. And certainly people in Europe who've been critical of the Muslim faith, they simply come in and kill them. That does not sound the same
exactly
thing that
and
you
this
do.
Is such an interesting thing. Here we have a situation, no matter who was behind it. I mean, people say that, you know, the 19 terrorists that flew into the Twin Towers, whoever it was orchestrated by, the point is that those 19 missionaries or Muslims or terrorists or moderates or whatever they are, their religious background from the Quran is absolutely out to get the infidels, those that will not believe as they do, and they want to take over the world, to dominate the world with Sharia law or Ummah. So here we have this mosque coming up, or this cultural center, or whatever this thing wants to be called, near Ground Zero, this building. And then we have Faisal Abdul Rauf, who is not a moderate, although everybody's trying to make him out to be a moderate. I mean, why won't he sign the Freedom Pledge sent to him by former Muslims United, who are... I mean, here are true Muslim reformers in America, and this fellow Rauf, Faisal Abdul Rauf, is not one of these moderate reformers. So we've got Muslims who will never, never, never assimilate into America. All we have to do is look at Europe, look at France, look at Spain, look at them in other parts of the world to see that their agenda is not to assimilate. But it's very interesting that the news is focusing in on Islam, attempting to make it appear to be moderate, and the argument then comes, you know, it's a smokescreen, and it was very, very similar. I remember when we were making the movie Harry Potter and trying to let people know there isn't a moderate witchcraft. There is not moderate evil. And Harry Potter came into the schools as a fun reading fantasy, literature, amusing change of worldview. Harry, of course, is this young witch, came in with all the fun. The movies showed Harry Potter as this, you know, fun little teenager. But basically, at the end of the day, we have got a worldview that is anti-God, anti-good, redefining good and evil, desensitizing our children to witchcraft. And I just find it very, very interesting that this whole Islam controversy out there at the moment is attempting to once again put forward Islam as moderate when there is no such thing as moderate in their vocabulary. All one has to do is go to Arab countries to see that they are still stoning women, that women have no rights. And where is our activist women's group in America to stand up for these Islam, you know, these Muslim women?
Yes, they're certainly deafening in their silence of protest. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly on one hand, because they tell us how terrible the Sharia law is in Iran, and you know, we've just got to do something about it. But we're not concerned about the Sharia law in Saudi Arabia. And I know very well, I talked to a nurse one time who worked over there, and she was involved in an affair with a man, and she was stripped naked. This is an American nurse taken out in the street and flogged. And I guess she was lucky to get off just being flogged. Ordinarily, if she'd been a Muslim woman, they would have stoned her to death. This was in Saudi Arabia, an American nurse working over there. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, these are violent places, but we are fully supporting Saudi Arabia. And people say, oh, well, we have to do that because we have to have their oil. America has enough oil. We have the greatest oil deposits in the world. Nobody will tell you about the Bakken Oil Reserve. They won't tell you about the shale in Colorado. They won't tell you about the oil off the north slope of the Alaska. They won't tell you about the Alaska Wildlife Reserve. Oh, we can't drill there. And, of course, we want to get oil independent, but President Obama now has put a ban on deep drilling offshore and put another 23,000 people out of work, and not simply off deep drilling in the Gulf, off the north slope of Alaska. They do not want us to be oil independent. We could be. We've got the greatest deposits of oil, of natural gas, and of coal anywhere in the world. We can't have nuclear power plants. Everything is being done to make us dependent upon Saudi Arabia. And we say, well, we've got to be nice to them. After all, we need their oil. Well, we don't even get much of our oil, not more than 10% from Saudi Arabia. Most of it comes from Canada and from Venezuela and from Nigeria. But the American people have no idea what's really going on.
Right at the beginning of the program, Dr. Stan, I always appreciate the fact that you bring our attention, bring our focus back to the idea that there is, it's not a political conspiracy. I mean, we of course it is wrapped up with it, but the mastermind behind everything is a spiritual conspiracy that is anti-God, and trying to redefine our values, our tolerance levels, our multiculturalism, our patriotism, trying to put us into this one global conglomerate, if you will. And there's all sorts of attacks, whether it comes through religion and Islam or, you know, money markets or education or government. The point is that ultimately, where the Bible tells us that there is going to be a one world leader, a one world government, and we see the conditioning going on in every single level, and this is one of the areas, our latest film that we're going to be releasing within, well, the early part of next year, is all about how wide is the gate of the new Christianity, which is bringing in the emerging church, emerging views, and the government is using our churches in order to bring in a political oneness, whether it's through Rick Warren's purpose-driven movement, whether it's through the Reformed movement with Kingdom Now theology. The idea is to use Christians to bring in us all working together with interfaith, with people of all faiths, that the idea being the interspirituality, that all faiths, all paths lead to God, and that it's the same God, and all religious paths are equal, which of course they are not.
Well, it appears that a lot of this has to do with the emerging church now, where we want to have people experience God, and you know, to learn how to meditate and how to focus and how to walk a labyrinth and how to open our minds to so God can come in. The trouble is that the God is coming in is not the God of the Bible. But you
no,
go right ahead.
No, and of course you're absolutely right. The yoga that you know, we first talked about with gods of the New Age coming in from the East, from the guru, the Eastern, the Hindu yoga has now been cleaned, repackaged, westernized, now coming into the church as a contemporary, contemplative spirituality movement. And what we want to do is we now want to practice the presence of God, but the God that Christians are practicing the presence of is not the biblical Jesus, because we don't practice his presence. He promised that he'd never leave us. He's always with us. So we don't need to feel or practice, close our eyes, get into an altered state of consciousness in order to practice the stillness, as it's called. That is Eastern meditation, Eastern contemplation, and it's now being given Christian terminology, Christian names, biblical names, and come into the church as the emerging church. It's absolutely hideous.
You're absolutely right, and the average individual has no idea what's going on, because it's basically, you see many of these churches, these new churches, they're growing, they're exciting, there's lots of things happening, lots of activities, and lots of camaraderie, but it is using Christianity to produce an alternative religion. This is the problem today.
And the leaders behind it, Dr. Stan, that are calling themselves Christian pastors, Christian leaders, the Brian McLarens, the you know, the Tony Jones, the Erwin McManuses, these people that call themselves pastors who came from evangelical backgrounds, I mean, this is what's so incredible, have now completely liberalized the Bible, do not believe in biblical authority, the scriptures, the authenticity of the Word of God, many times not even believing in the character of God, that God is the Trinity, that God is a triune God. So we've got questions. I mean, I speak to so many young Christians or Christians that are involved in this what they call vintage Christianity. In fact, somebody wrote to me today telling me that, you know, they're so concerned because their church has gone back to vintage Christianity. Well, what is vintage Christianity? Well, they say it's going back to the roots of real Christianity and not to religion. However, what they go back to is the Desert Fathers, who were around in the first 100, first 200, first 300 years after Jesus Christ was resurrected. The real church that people should be going back to is the church at Pentecost, where after Jesus resurrected, he sent his Holy Spirit, the tongues of fire, the church in Jerusalem, the Pentecost, or the Pentecost church was birthed. That is the original church.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Carol, you go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Into the emerging church, they want us to experience God. They want, of course, to use the church for social purposes. They want to certainly use the community of the church to keep people there, to keep them paying their tithes. But, of course, the church has changed its entire thrust. And it is now simply a matter of how do you manage the Christians, and you make them feel good. But, of course, we very, very seldom hear anybody talking about the fear of God. About damnation, about the fact that certainly the only reason that we are saved is because of our belief in our Lord Jesus Christ, that we certainly as sinners need a Savior, and we have that promise through Christianity. That was the Christian message, not so much of what's being preached today. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, and we have Mario calling from Michigan. Hi, Mario. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Oh, yes, I do. I wanted to ask Mrs. Matristiano there, do you know if the spirituality that you are talking about being introduced in the Christian evangelical churches now has any root or origin in the New Age movement?
Mario, that's a very good question. It is absolutely one and one with the New Age movement. What we have to do is define what was the New Age movement. You see, the New Age movement grew out of the hippie movement, and at that time there was the ingestion of drugs, LSD, mind-altering techniques of basically through drugs. But what was found out was that you could have these same mind-altering experiences through Eastern meditation, and drugs, of course, the intake of drugs was illegal, whereas Eastern meditation is not. So now what we have is the New Age movement putting one into an altered state of consciousness through Eastern meditation. Now, why? Because in Eastern meditation, the God that one yokes with is what's called universal consciousness, or the force, or the oneness with the universe. Well, this conditioning is the undercarriage of the global religion that is going to be part of the Antichrist and the one world leader at the end. There has to be a unifying outlook on God. And the way to do this is through mystical, spiritual experiences. Now, in the New Age, in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, it was clearly understood that the New Age movement was rooted in Eastern mysticism. However, in the 80s, with psychology coming into the church and the ideas of Carl Jung and his universal consciousness, the ideas of, all of unity and oneness and spirituality could now be understood through psychology, if you would. So here is a religious idea of unifying one with God consciousness, whether it's through psychology, whether it's through drugs, whether it's through contemplative meditation. Now, in the evangelical church, it's being given Christianized names like Christian yoga. A couple of years ago, Mario, we made a movie called Yoga Uncoiled from East to West, which gives the history of yoga. We went to India to ask yogis,
get a hold of this DVD that you're talking about? You have a website or...
Oh, well, thanks for asking, Mario. Yes, Dr. Stan, can I give you our website?
Sure, you go ahead and give your website
Stan
there.
Dr. Stan carries these products, Mario.
And basically, they have the very excellent one on Yoga Uncoiled. And, of course, specifically on this subject, she has another one, certainly on the spread of Hinduism here. What was the title of that one that you did read?
That was Gods of the New Age.
Gods of the New Age.
And yes, and then, of course, Yoga Uncoiled. And if anybody wants to go to our website, they can go to www.caryltv.com. That's caryltv.com. And there's lots of articles, which we come out with every week, on all these various issues.
But this is nothing new. This is the ancient paganism tapping into this other mystical world. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, Carol, you go right ahead there.
Well, Mario had a really interesting question, your last caller, that was asking if this new evangelical, so-called evangelical Christianity, this new emerging Christianity that is in evangelical churches, has its roots in the New Age. And yes, it does. All of this is part of unifying religions. And, of course, you've got Rick Warren of the Purpose Driven Movement, who says that we can work with people of all faiths and bring about unity, that we need to have peace between all religions. But you see, what this new Christianity, what this so-called vintage Christianity is forgetting, that we were given a commission by the Lord Jesus Christ to go out and make disciples. And one of the important things is to see that the world is dying and that they need Jesus Christ and that they need salvation. Well, going out and doing work with people of other faiths, you can't possibly talk about the uniqueness of Jesus Christ as the Messiah with a Muslim or a Jew or a Hindu, because each of them comes from a different understanding of faith. So in order to bring unity, what's happening is that the absolute truth of the Bible has to be discarded and taken out of the mix. So you have people all working together, but they do not give authority to the Bible. For instance, the new emerging church leaders are saying that Bible prophecy is not important. In fact, one of the leaders, Brian McLaren, he said that Jesus, when Jesus was asked by his prophets about the end times, he responded by saying, it's none of your business. That is absolutely not true. Jesus did not say that. Jesus, when he was asked regarding signs of the end times, he said numerous trends, earthquakes, signs, deception, spiritual deception, that there'd be Christs and false prophets coming, that there'd be famines, there'd be wars. So you see, all of this uniqueness of the Bible has got to be dismissed.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, our guest is Carol Matresian, and our telephone number, again, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Bud calling from Flint, Michigan. It's after midnight there, but it's good to have you with us, Bud. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I was listening intently to this conversation, and I just want to know, I'm sure I've heard Carol talk about Todd Bentley on the show before. I just wanted to touch on the whole aspect of the charismatic movement with, and I was just wondering if there's any bridges being made between them and the emergent church. And what I mean, the charismatic movement, I'm talking about people like Rick Joyner and Todd Bentley and Mike Bickle and Bob Jones, because, for example, one of the things is both Bob Jones and Rick Joyner have supposedly had dreams or visions where they saw, like, they've prophesied about a civil war in the church, you know, between the blues and the grays, and the blues are the Bible-believing Christians, people who hold the authority of the Bible, and that's the grays. And the blues would be the experience-based Christians, the esoteric Christians.
All right, well, let's get to Carol's remarks.
Absolutely. You know what, Bud? You are so right. All of these various cities. See, Satan is the father of lies. Jesus called Satan the father of lies, and he's the destroyer of the message of abundant life. So it doesn't matter whether he comes through the charismatics, through the Pentecostals, through the signs and wonders movement, through the New Age, the New Age Christian spirituality movement. It is, all of it is putting emphasis on lies and not going back to the authority of Scripture. Satan, right in the Garden of Eden, Bud, right at the beginning, the first thing he said to Eve is, hath God really said? He questioned the authority of God's word, and he hasn't stopped at that ever since. And today we've got people that will not look at the authority of prophecy, so we've now got the Kingdom Now movement, the idea that we have got to build the kingdom on earth in order to prepare for Jesus to come. Well, what that is doing is it's actually preparing the earth through the church, with all these various different church organizations. But what they're doing is they're preparing the kingdom of God on earth for the Antichrist, because Jesus very clearly said that his kingdom was not of this world. His kingdom is of heaven. He is going to come down to us from heaven to reign from Israel, from Jerusalem, for 1,000 years. But what the church is being set up to do is prepare the kingdom of God on earth through these various different movements. And Todd Bentley's Signs and Wonders movement is all part of Kingdom Now theology. The idea that that we must bring in the end times, we must bring in a utopia, we can bring in a utopia, whereas Jesus said everything was going to get worse and worse and worse before the end, that there was going to be an apostasy, a falling away of Christians. You cannot have a falling away unless the faithful once belonged to the Word of God. So once these groups and these people undermine the authority of Scripture with revelations from heaven, with going up as Todd Bentley does, goes up to heaven every week, I mean 2-3 times a week. When he was in Florida, he would say that he'd just come down from speaking to Paul and Moses and Abraham and all these various different people. Well, we were told in the Scriptures there would no longer be prophets after Jesus was fulfilled the law and the prophets, and Jesus taught his disciples what the prophets had said, and that was it. There was no more prophetic revelation after Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus explained to John what was going to happen in Revelation, but Jesus himself explained to John, and then Paul explained to the Gentiles many of the complex issues that were in Judaism in the New Testament. So Paul explained that, but these were apostles and disciples of Jesus. Nothing should be added. Revelation was the end of Scripture. So when we have these prophets today adding to Scripture, the Word tells us to be very, very careful, because if we add to the Word, they are adding curses on themselves. So this is wrong teaching, false prophets, false teachings that Jesus warned would be taking place, that Paul warned would be taking place. These are doctrines of demons to take us away from the authority of Scripture.
And I think that really, we have a wonderful 10-DVD set called The Final Countdown, but there you actually see the video clips of the various messiahs throughout the world. And there's a fellow down in South America, he's got a couple of 100,000 followers, he's the Messiah. And then you've got Reverend Moon, and he's got millions of followers, and there are all sorts of false messiahs out there. And we are told that, you know, there are going to be a lot of false messiahs here, you know, in the end times. And but I think we're coming down to that right now. Anything else you want to say, or have another question for Carol?
Yeah, I was wondering if there was any, I actually got two questions. First one is there any connection, like, being made between the emergent church leaders like Brian McLaren and Rick Warren and the leaders of this charismatic movement with, like, Todd Bentley and people?
Well, in our movie, which is going to be out in a few months, called Wide is the Gate, the New Christianity, the New Emerging Christianity, we will show you, we do trace the connections and the history. And, you know, Bud, I'm not sure whether you need to really, I mean, of course, they what happens is that like tends to go to like. So it's really the spirits that they are connecting to, the lying spirits with lying signs and lying wonders that we see. For instance, Rick Warren has, his mentor is Robert Shuler. Robert Shuler's mentor is Norman Vincent Peale. Norman Vincent Peale is a known occultist. So when you have got these people channeling spiritual messages from the outside world, whether Todd Bentley's spirit is connected, but we do see that these people do tend to share the same platforms, and many of the same emergent speakers are sharing the podium with others from mainline Protestant denominations and those that have affiliations in the Signs and Wonders movement. So there are connections in the false teachings, really, but wait, look out for our movie and you'll see a little bit more of the specifics.
Okay, anything else before? Let's go, Bud.
Yes. Also, is there any connection with the Roman Catholic Church? Because my understanding is that both groups have some connection to them. And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I believe, Bud, as a former Roman Catholic myself, having been raised in the Roman Catholic Church, I was a very devout Roman Catholic all my life. One of the similarities, I mean, there are many similarities between Hinduism, the New Age, and Roman Catholicism. One of them is undermining of Scripture. When I was involved in the Roman Catholic Church, we were never able to read the Bible. Now, of course, if a Roman Catholic is listening right now, many Roman Catholics are involved in Bible studies, and I'm thrilled for that. I'm thrilled that the Catholic Church has said that Roman Catholics can now be involved in Bible studies, and I pray that they will allow the Holy Spirit to open their eyes and see the wrong teachings of the Vatican, which are contrary to the teachings of the Bible. But I know when we were growing up that only a priest could read the Bible, only the priest could give us confession, only the priest could give us prayers for indulgences. This is anti-biblical, because in Jesus Christ we are all priests, and we can all go to our mediator, our high priest, who is Jesus Christ himself, and ask for forgiveness and confess to him and repent to him. So I believe with the ecumenical movement, where Roman Catholicism is branching out to embrace mainline Protestant churches, and now the evangelical church through the emerging church, that there are a lot of similarities with Roman Catholicism, Hinduism, Eastern mysticism, and you'll find that many of the Roman Catholic priests involved in promoting the emerging church movement and the contemplative spirituality movement are themselves involved in mystical contemplation and do believe that the divine spark is within them, that they must be involved in meditation and connect with the divinity within them. Well, this is anti-biblical. Jeremiah says that there's no good thing in us, Jeremiah 17. We are sinners. We've all strayed. We need Jesus Christ. There is no point contemplating and meditating that we are one with a fabricated divinity, which is actually the spiritual world. And Satan himself said, I will be like God. He was the first one, Satan, that brought in the idea of polytheism, many gods, and he continues to be doing that in the Christian church, in the evangelical church today through contemplative spirituality.
And I think the major message of the Protestant church is you can have a personal relationship with our Lord simply by reading the Bible and through prayer. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly we are told in 2 Thessalonians 2 that before the man of sin appears, there's going to be a great falling away. Well, I really believe we're seeing that great falling away today. And all of these things that Carol's been talking about, and all of these things that are being utilized to take good Christians away from their basic beliefs, the traditional beliefs of Christianity. Christianity is under attack today. It's under attack in our schools. It's under attack certainly in our government. It's under attack in business, certainly, but it's under attack in the church. And the churches have been infiltrated, and we are in real trouble today. This is why I think that the material which Carol puts out is so important, because we have to draw people back to truth. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And I think if people understand the greater agenda of why are we all being pulled together, why are people of all faiths being brought together, why are we being told that Allah is the same God as the Judeo-Christian God, why are we being told these things? So that we can have multiculturalism and tolerance towards all faiths, the idea that all religious paths lead to God, which then destroys the fact that we need a savior, destroys the idea that there is judgment, that we are sinners, that we need to repent. It gets rid of all these things. I remember being a Roman, when I was a Roman Catholic, I never felt I was a sinner because I was part of the elite. And yet every week I had to go and confess my sins. But you see, there was a distinction between venial sins and mortal sins. So there again was this idea of that gray sins were one thing and black sins were another, and that we had to confess because if we were caught, if we would die with a mortal sin on us, then we'd have to go to purgatory. Well, there's no idea of purgatory in the Bible. You know, where our sins are forgiven is from east, is from west, in, if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So all these moderate ideas from the Roman Catholic Church that said that I needed to depend on my good works in order to be able to get into heaven, what that does is it undermines the fullness of the work of the cross, the fullness that Jesus did. Even the Mormon Church doesn't believe. I mean, here you have Glenn Beck saying on television that he believes in Jesus Christ who died for our sins, but the Mormon Jesus did not die for all the sins. That's why Mormons are caught in this work system. So once you get the undermining, the neutralizing of the fullness of the work of Jesus on the cross, that we can become resurrected Christians in him and abide in him, you know, then Satan comes in with his diluting, polluting gospel, and the idea that Jesus won't return, that prophecy isn't valid, that prophecy isn't important, that we have to build our kingdom here on earth. All of this is preparing for the Antichrist, the son of perdition, the one world global leader that ultimately will take all worship for himself, which is what Satan wanted and said he would do right at the beginning in Ezekiel 28, where he says, I will sit on the throne of God in Jerusalem. And, of course, that is going to happen through the Antichrist.
Well, let's go to David, who's calling us from New York State, upstate New York. Hi, David. Do you have a quick question for us?
Yeah, a quick question is in Revelation chapter 11, it talks about the two witnesses. Do you believe that they're two individuals?
What are your thoughts on that, Carol?
Yes, I believe that they are two individuals. And, of course, it's for the Jewish believers. It would be for the Jews that the Lord, and the whole part of Revelation, you know, that whole book is actually explaining that there is going to be a seven-year tribulation, that there is going to be judgment against the earth. But mainly, it's showing God's hand with the Jews and what is going to take place with the Jews, and the two witnesses are for the Jewish people. And I believe in the literal explanation in Revelation. I know many people spiritualize it and spiritualize post-trib, mid-trib, the rapture of the church, all of these things. But you see, once we start doing this, then we start redefining scriptures.
And basically, of course, they're going to be there in Jerusalem, you know, and preaching the gospel there in the latter days. Anything else, David?
So you believe that the two witnesses will be two Jewish people?
Well, the scriptures actually name who they are, they are going to be prophets of old, if I can remember correctly. You've got me on the hop here, David, but can you help me out here?
No, I really can't. I'm not that much of an expert on that, but I wish we could help you more. But with the Jewish people, but certainly they would appear to be two prophets.
They're two prophets. We're given their names, and the Jews will 100% recognize them from the scriptures, the Old Testament, and they will see who they are from the scriptures. Yes.
And the Jews play a very important place in God's plan. A lot of people say, well, a lot of these Jews are over there, and they don't even believe in God, and that's absolutely right. All they do is
the Roman Catholic Church that says Israel doesn't even exist, and that the Roman Catholic Church is Israel.
Well, I think that God's brought them back for a purpose, and we're going to be seeing what it's all about very soon, David. Hey, thanks so much. We're out of time. Appreciate so much your calling. Well, Carol, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, Dr. Stan, we went all over the board there, and I think the bottom...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Tap into, and it'll give you whatever you want. And she is absolutely right. There is a power out there that you can tap into that'll give you whatever you want, but not what you should have, and you do not want to tap into that ever under any circumstances at all. You need to get our 4-tape set on the supernatural. You need to get the book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, by Joanna Michelson. These two will help you to understand the other dimension that we have. We have a DVD called The Secret, and it will give you an understanding of the true nature of the spiritual battle that's going on. And just you need to go to our website, and that's in the, I'll get the list of all the things that tape sets we put out, some we've done, some other people have done. But you need to understand what is really going on. We do carry a number of Carol's DVDs. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. The number again, 1-800-544-8927. The webpage, radioliberty.com. Now, certainly we do hope that many of you will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll get Carol's DVD on yoga, Uncoiled, and certainly on the so many of the things that she's put out, certainly the Gods of the New Age, and go to our website, look under Carol Matriciana, and see all of the wonderful DVDs on Harry Potter and on this New Age movement. We do have another interesting two DVD set put out by our good friend Dave Wegner. It's called The New World Religion. And there you'll see some of the most amazing footage that David has. We really recommend that to you. We recommend Billy Crone's DVD sets, The Final Countdown, Part 1, Part 2. There's 10 DVDs in all. You can get them separately or together. And he has a book on it. We have his DVDs on The Fearful Creation. There's 8 DVDs, 4 in each set. And then, of course, we have his DVDs on RFID identification. Well, they're putting this in so many of the items that we use every day. And, of course, he simply has the film footage from the people who manufacture the products that the DVDs are in and the people who manufacture the RFID products. You need to understand what this is all about. So we have a book on spy ships. We have a 4-tape set on spy ships. We have Catherine Albeck's excellent DVD on the Surveillance Society. Ladies and gentlemen, they're watching us all the time. They know exactly what you're doing. They have dossiers on you. I've seen my dossier from the FBI many years ago, page after page after page, blacked out in the name of national security. What have I ever done that would interfere with national security? I've tried to bring out the truth. The fact that communism is as phony as a $3 bill. The enemy is not in Russia. We've financed Russia since its inception. The enemies are New York City. And it is the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, and these wicked, subversive people who want to destroy our nation and bring about a one world government. And they've used communism and socialism and all of these other isms, Nazism, and who do you think financed Adolf Hitler? How do you think Hitler was able to get a massive army together within 6 years? He took over in 1933, and 6 years later, in 1939, he was able to challenge the world. Well, you need to get the book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. Ask for the letter of the William... Dodd letter. William Dodd was the American ambassador to Germany in the 30s. And in 36, he writes to Colonel House saying, why are 100 American corporations building up Hitler's war machine? And you might ask that same question. Well, I'll tell you why. For the same reason we're building up Russia and China today. We're creating the best enemy money could buy. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Got your world? Thank you for remaking your world. That's right. That's what we do here at the Power Hour. We don't kind of like the one we're living in, not a whole lot. We're going to remake our own world, and we do that every single day with a little bit more information to figure out what's going on in this world. I think you're going to like what we talk about today, how it is that they make the lies. That's right. Everything is a lie. And how do those people, that is their job to do it, deliberately deceive people? It is at an all-time high. I want to thank Laurel so very much for this information. Somebody did a tremendous amount of research, and we're going to talk about how they make the lie, or how they try to get us to buy into it. And as soon as we understand this, well, we can say, no thank you, that's not part of our world. I do appreciate your joining us today. I really am honored to have you join the Power Hour. And I thank you for spending whatever time you can with us this morning. I know you could be anywhere, but if you're choosing to be at the Power Hour, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the second hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Robert Bowman, Lieutenant Colonel, USAF, retired. We're going to talk to him about what's going on in the military, what's going on worldwide in the military. He has a tremendous history, been involved in the Star Wars program at one point. You're going to like what you hear from Dr. Bowman. I'll tell you, he is not giving up. He is not standing down, and we do salute him. In the third hour, we'll be talking about Strauss hard drops. That's right, with somebody who doesn't even work for the company, but they are so excited about it. It works so well for them. He learned just about more than anybody knows about Strauss hard drops. So we love talking about that because we love talking about things that work. All right, if you are eating eggs, of course, you need to be aware of the egg recall. I'll give you the N numbers, that's the cap N numbers for the eggs a little bit later. I checked my eggs and no problem. Well, mine are organic, and we'll let you know what that number is. Also, the number of companies that are now going under, let you know.